Is a forum important for you? Were forums valuable and important to staff chief? Yes? And forums didn't work for you? We'll start heading up. And then we asked the people who were working, you want to speak to why the forum didn't work for you, or what you should be doing it better? If you want a moment to think, we could ask the people for whom the forums did work, what worked well.
It worked well, the input about the body embodiment and the bridge to science. This was really short, but really spicy and wonderful. We read like little parts from the literature, and Malcolm and Thea talked a little bit.
It
was wonderful.
It was
a forum.
I liked a lot the fact to get to know something more about the history of the development of contact, and that the very experienced teachers and long dancing people were sharing their point of view about the process that contact made. Like to get to know something, for me as a young teacher, is very valuable.
Yeah, we'll take these two more and ask these guys.
I thought we facilitated ourselves most what everybody has wanted to speak, but speak and no voice kind of that.
Good.
See.
Okay. Is there another voice that needs to be said? Two more.
I really appreciated the first one we had because I really felt that you set out that we're going to say and we weren't going to debate, and except for one or two exceptions, it really felt like it happened. And that's, I haven't seen that, and it really, I felt it was nice to just have everything said, then the next thing said, then, and that's, I really appreciate that.
Okay. And then
one
last
question. Yes, I also like how you just wanted, just a little bit talking about what the ideas and just like the statements, the different ones that we did.
Okay.
There's another, for me, very important aspect about that, that I really enjoyed sitting together as a whole group, like in a kind of conversational moment.
And maybe even the timing right after dinner works, is it digestion time, maybe? Mm-hmm. All right. Those of you who made it.
Rather jam and find another time for the forum. Maybe
okay, so I'm going to have to ask timing separate. I'm sorry about that.
Yes. For the first forum, I noticed later on that we mix small groups and then that was to have small groups to hear from more in depth from a few more few people and then to share. Not to share with everybody, and not to have a big forum with this topic also, but just about the first forum and notice.
Anybody else on the
top? I would also say this time for me from late on, I rather would like to turn, and I feel as for me this is, it's a pity that we use that time to. This is also mainly what we do now, but somehow I feel I would also like to dance.
Anything else?
So it takes a long time after the forum until the crowd starts to dance. And I haven't been at the forum, I'm talking about the evening thing, because it didn't attract me. There were so many questions and things like that. It was like, how can we in a crowd discuss to get to any new information from you?
Okay, so we had two things about size of the community forums. Now let's do timing on the forums. Do people like having forums after dinner? So some people liked forums. Did you like that they were after dinner? And then some people maybe didn't like forums, but you don't want them after dinner. Okay. So just looking at the map here, it looks like the timing of forums maybe needs to be looked at.
Are these people active on stage? No.
No. Okay. So, looking at this, we agree maybe the timing of forums needs to change. So the question is, should anything else be after dinner, or should we just jam on a regular basis? If we could just jam after dinner, you come here, like nothing else should be after dinner because we really want to jam. Then people would like to put some things after dinner. This is just jamming at night, right? It's just for jamming, and here there's potential for other things in between. Okay, so speaking of other things, we're on to performance. Here's a statement. Performance is a very vital part of Eastside for me. Performance is very important. You're down that way. And if it's not important, if we could maybe look at performance in a new way, we go down there. So you guys all think that performance night is critical. We should have one at least a week. And you guys are neutral. You guys definitely not want to spend one night a week on performance. Okay, how about we hear one reason from, like, why we need to have performance, and then we'll go to you guys.
I enjoyed performance. It was great. It was, can be a little bit short, but it wasn't too long, and it was great. I like it.
Okay.
It's a really rare opportunity for me to watch very experienced improvised performance. There's no other place where I can get to watch that.
Okay, and then those of you who don't particularly want to learn?
It's just not what I like to see. Maybe more during the week, somewhere at different places, happening something. I like that, but not 1 2 hour performance. It breaks the energy in the evening and afterwards. It's...
Okay, any other voices that you said? So how about if your performance was out and about on town? Let's say we take these very experienced dancers and we go do this performance at a park out and about. Would that fit more, would any move that way that we don't have a performance night here? We take our performance out to a park, we go some like, we combine that with our outdoor jam, no?
In the evening, stays in the evening?
Stays in the evening.
For me it's a lot about timing.
Okay, so I'll bring it to the
park. For me, the other night led me to have performance throughout the day, but can it?
Okay.
There you go, Sebastian. Performance.
Is that not the question? What's the question?
Okay, wait. So another idea for performance is we have a night where the ongoing group share with each other what they've been doing in a short, quick performance thing. Could our performance evening be simply about sharing the work that came out of the week? This is yes. The performance is just about what came out of the week. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Okay.
If that would be so confusing. Okay. So I think it's, for me, it's quite clear.
Okay, that's very clear. So, about performance, does anyone have a question that might help us clarify where we're going with performances in the future? At least
I someone said if it's possible to have performance during the week, during the day at some time. Just one performance in between. I thought I heard this, but maybe I made it was out of my mind.
Right, let's go with that one. You're suggesting.
I'm suggesting that we, instead of having an evening of performance, that we show performance during the day at some point.
If this says the yes side of our room, yeah. You've made that suggestion, I'm with you. Have one during the day. We'll go with you. And then there's still voice over that, right? The performance can be optional. So there can be a performance time and there can be an alternative jam space. So if you don't want to go to the performance, you can still jam. So you can have a meeting. It doesn't matter when, but then there's this time set aside ahead of time so people know what's happening. Those spontaneous things can still happen, but if you have a designated slot so people know if they want to share a performance or show a film, that there's a space for it, but that they can have a smaller jam space for people who don't want to do that.
Okay, that's an option.
We're just gathering information. These are not whatever we come up with is just us trying to understand us. More voices.
Somebody suggested about taking performance out to the streets. Mm-hmm. I mean, this group would be one thing that would be really powerful. This is a good opportunity. Is there a question? Would people like to do that?
Yes, you can ask that question. So, the question now is, do people like to take performance out into the streets? If you're with Free, you're heading down there. If you... I would have thought that
you would be.
So, Julie and then Colleen.
I would not mind if the community decides that performance is not so important on the community side, but I think if there is a performance itself, and also for respect for the performance, it is an art form, and I don't want to just consume it at Starbucks passing by, having a 3-minute piece and there's five people watching. I think it deserves a place and a space and a concentration, if it's done.
Again, it's a different discipline to do site-specific or going out into the public space. So if you need someone who can facilitate it, I think we do that normally. And again, I think if it arises and there's an interest, yes, but not that it, this is a teaching thing. If it's part of the work that the people do here, fine, but I wouldn't, I just think that we're just different. They each have different skills and they're different practices, and they are in line with. So, wearing a different hat. Sorry.
Right. Do you want to make it quick? So, being a pretty
is a long time to do that.
It depends on what you want to do with it. It doesn't make sense to me, it's all site specific outside. Some sort of suggestion. Right now, we're sharing some ideas to see what the performance does.
Yeah, this probably is introducing another question. Is political thing, that's all. Is context improvisation as a movement a political thing? I think it should be sort of essentially hugely political. And why, when you're coming together as a group of people, you're not going to look at the potential of that? So that was my question to begin with. So that's what I wanted to do.
Would you like a moment to get a feel for how many people are with you on that?
Yeah, so should be political.
Just move away from it. You don't have to.
So does this not, this doesn't relate to filming the street? It's not.
Yeah, it does. It does what?
Because that's two, there are two different
things. Well, this question does apparently relate to, because the last question was pointing at. This question just is so political.
Yes,
let's take a question. We want to talk to that as an aspect of it.
When we get to controversial things, the energy starts rising. We can allow for differences of opinion, and they can be in the room because it doesn't mean anything. So Polish people will be watching. We're just getting a feel for how this is moving. So if it's moving in a direction you don't like, you don't need to flip out because it's not going to land there. Okay, we're just feeling each other right now, right? I just want to stay with one question and what's interesting. Sorry,
I think it depends on the situation and the country, because when we were in St. Petersburg, it was very important to go out to show the community what contact organization is. I think here in Bern, I think it doesn't make sense.
Okay. Other voices?
Yeah, it's the result about dance and about politics.
It's nice that it influences, but it's not, I think, the meaning of dancing and contact improvisation and teaching.
Yeah.
So that's why I like to say no.
To me, performance is something very precious because I'm getting time from 100 people, half an hour, that means 50 hours of possible work, which I assume to be worth, which I should assume to be worth. So if I'm doing performance, I should be aware of this amount of time and money and impact and energy which is gathering around my performance. And I should have this in mind and not only try to put it his.
Okay, so. All right,
because if there is a group like today, in this, he said we had a performance for that morning group, and it was people wanted to do that, I was also part of it, and it worked. If there would be next, he said a group to politics to go out to perform outside, doesn't have to be everybody, but it can be like a.
That's exactly what I'm saying. None of these things mean it's for everybody. We're just feeling, like, just seeing this number of people lets me tell Poland that maybe they want to have a little group in Poland. That's all we're doing. Yeah, thank you.
I have a question about our structure now. Yes, to know how long do we go?
We are supposed to only go half an hour.
No, just that I yes.
Okay, so daytime jam. It comes up a lot to have a daytime jam. If you would really like to have a daytime jam, we go here. If you're neutral about a daytime jam, and if you really don't want a daytime jam. Okay, that's it. Okay, this one gets really complicated, so I'm going to do my best. Give me patience. What we're looking to understand is e-sight very relevant to you in your life? Is it relevant to the contact community at large? I'm just going to throw out where we're headed. Because is e-sight relevant because it's a chance to co-create with other collaborators in your field? Is e-sight relevant just to have a place where you go get to dance with really good dancers? Is e-sight relevant just because it's been a tradition? We're trying to look at what is the essence of e-sight that needs to carry forward? And if there is an essence of e-sight, is there any way we can name it and support it to be more of what it is? Because there's been, I guess, dropping attendance. Why is it not embraced? Does it have a voice? Does e-sight represent a platform for a European contact community? Okay, so that's where we're headed. I don't know how to ask those questions exactly. This is the kind of information we're getting out of this dialogue. So e-sight's very relevant to you. Like, you come here, it helps you in your work life, you feel part of a community, it feels like you're connected, you're more on this side. If e-sight's, I don't know,
kind of relevant to you, but you could live without it, or this way. Great. So how the questions we're trying to draw now is, how can we support Eastside to be even more of what it is you need and get out of it? So this is more where the free-form discussion is. If somebody stands forward and says, Eastside's important to me because I get to try out my ideas with other minds that I suggest, and you step forward, you like that, you can come join that person. And we're just looking to gather rich, supportive energy for Eastside and look to where to put our energies in the future.
So what you're basically saying is, put out an idea, people flock together around that.
Yeah, and we'll just start visually feeling, like, and it's all coming from us, so.
And if you start, like, finding, you start out finding, like, just saying a statement, you can start moving, so you can see, like, moving away from the people, so you can really see, like, who is really committed to that idea. And you can keep the distance if you kind of, like, or don't like.
And if we give every idea a moment to land, so you say something, you move, and we wait before the next idea comes, just a little bit.
I think it's very important for newcomers in teaching learning to be more supported by the older ones or the teach longer and to learn from them and to have the kind of
but long, yeah,
so this voice is for supporting new teachers with the experienced teachers. That's important to people. What else is important?
To me, it is important in Eastside to dance with peers because that marriage I see actually is that I'm practicing.
Thank you.
praise. Eastside's important for the people who are here at it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But not necessarily to the people who didn't come here this time.
No, I disagree.
Okay, I disagree.
Yeah. Okay, no.
Where I disagree.
It doesn't mean that I don't agree with them. It means I disagree with what they're saying.
Yeah.
You are making a point of that what is being seen to fed the Eastside is available only and is good only for the persons coming, and it might not be good for the ones that are outside, and I disagree with that because I think it is useful for the people outside also.
Yes.
People that it was bad this idea of the springboard.
Does anything that happened at Eastside this year necessarily influence or infuse, like we said, visioning? Is Eastside a visioning place for the future of Sea God?
Yes.
Thank you.
sorry, yes, you have. And I'm interested in that, and I'm interested in what people, how they want to do that, and it's up to us as the teachers and the people who are being practitioners to do that. And I'm hesitant, this is just my opinion, to make a blanket statement about what conduct and presence is and isn't and what it should do. I think that's up to the individuals that practice it. And I'm interested in supporting people to be able to articulate that and share that. And that's why there's these different places, like before the Facebook thing, articles, films. So that's my interest, and that's what I was proposing at dinner. Because we have some things already happening, some of them have been used, and then there are other things now that would be really easy to make now. So I'm very interested in that, is the dialogues that happen in the publications that we make, and how we share that with other people and between us.
So could we say that you speak the voice of Eastside as being a spokesperson for helping the CI get more out in the world?
No, that's no. Yeah, I Eastside is a teacher's exchange. But the tools in which we share and then go forward are best structures that can support these dialogues. So, Eastside, the thing is, whoever comes, that makes Eastside. You can't predict it, you can just set it out, whoever shows up. Like last year was a very different thing. This year is very different. Whoever comes, that's what creates it. So, that's the way it's been, unless you want to start changing that, then that's a whole other thing. So, I think that's how it feels to me, that's my understanding of it. So.
Well, we have a couple things in the future coming up. There's Eastside Center. How are we going to support the Polish people that have their careers in South Korea? Then there's not knowing where the 2014 one is. And can we start helping other communities get prepared for that by making sure they're at Poland? There's some aspect of visioning future insights that is wanting to happen here to help support to make sure we can. So this is the end of our brainstorming section. That I was in the scheduling of community meeting in particular. There's community announcements, and there's this whole topic of how much power do we give facilitators or organizers to make decisions for us, and where is that interface? It's something that we haven't looked at, which is kind of what we could do at the meeting.
One thing maybe helping. I feel, or I know for myself, I connect very much, or I believe that very much to have a personal information, or to have personal
relationship.
I also want to know like the vision or the teaching side, so to have very personal information, small groups, personal work. Personal exchange, and I would like to have that on you side. Because then it gives me more power to, yes, I'm more attached to it.
Did that happen to you, or did you like something like structure to facilitate that?
I don't know how, but this, I didn't know that from this to me, it worked, and it helped me, it happened. And I bet you know what that does it for.
Do you want a chance to teach and then get feedback from people? Or you're just saying that's the
spirit of the people? No, good. That I'm going to talk about something, but from a very personal level. But change is very personal.
And you see that form as something different from ongoing group, a lab, or a board? It's something new that you're.
It's a long way.
The schooling is.
Yes.
The unstructured social clients are really valuable, and they're not making things happen. Mm-hmm.
welcome new people to Eastside, because for me it wasn't very clear who was here for the first time, who has been here before, you know. So I think this welcoming new people to Eastside is a nice thing, because the newcomers, we get to know, oh, it's your first Eastside, you know, something. It clarifies things. That's one point. And then the other point, I think, that could be interesting is also we know people because we from the same area or from the same language, and how can we make this, how could we shape it more? Because I think Eastside is also the place to shape it, and I often, you know, in Eastside I see that we have this tendency of we gather with people we know, which is good, but I think it's a good place to shape. And it's not easy to do. So I think this should lead all the organizers also to find a flow to shape.
Is there anything from somebody who hasn't talked to you, spoke about
it? I
have one question, because about the human nation. For example, for young people like me, so many information, what I cannot digest, and I cannot give the all labs, and I do think for sure in the future. And this job is super important. And my question is like, is it possible, like for example, I apply about some money, like involve some journalists and some people for every lab to be right what happened and document, and like, you know, like of course in us, like with the consultation, like, you know, what happened is more clear. What happened during all these labs when I tell them, like, have this this information. I don't know, this is like a, now is the question.
Would you like some feedback?
Yes, of course, this is the question for,
would you like more feedback?
Spontaneous feedback would be no, because it's so personal. Outside to sit there and write.
Also, I don't think that people who have no understanding from a certain technique or a certain field, it's very difficult for them to have no vocabulary understanding and to write about something that you've never had context with before.
But this is my question, like, you know, vocabulary, because the artists, the dancers don't communicate how to write about the dance, you know? And this is someone from the platform to exchange to, like, how find this space together, they can help people learning the different way, you know, between us. And this is not about the all stuff that happened immediately, like this 5 minutes happened, it's not the more topic, more global, and it's like, in the essence, and this is for us important too. I don't know, like, for example, during the ongoing group, we may be more precise and concrete, I don't know.
Well, I'm not very sure of timing now, and we're getting into a specific slide. So yes. I suggest that people who would like to answer your question talk about it, but then that we let this quiet down.
But it could be an Eastside issue.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we should write about what we do, and if we can't write, then we don't write. But people who are able to write and willing should write. But what we should have. We can ask it done in universities or in special school, a documentalist. And he can gather the writings, and he is more than intelligent enough. He doesn't need to know anything about contact, but to classify it in this time three.
Is that okay? It's not clear. I don't think we can make it into the next on that.
No.
Used to be a hot project, and I suggest that those people who want to talk.